Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Pion and Tyler.
Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Pion.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Monday the 22nd of February. We're coming to you not live. From our living room, dining room, kitchen area, all in one room.
Our main room of residency.
Absolutely.
I guess it is just one room.
It has a slight divider.
Yeah, it's got the counter for the kitchen.
And then we have a couch that kind of lends itself as a divider as well.
Yeah, we segregate our room a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah, it's like everything has its place. Mm-hmm. So this week, as a reminder, we are only doing three podcasts.
So don't miss us too much.
Right. The reason for this is multifaceted, but primarily we want to do two things. We want to save our time because we're getting more and more busy in the Bay Area. And two, the main reason is that we don't want to degrade our content because we don't have the time to give you good stuff.
Yeah, it literally gives us more time. We'll still put in roughly the same amount of time, but it gives us more time to research and come up with concepts and focus on you.
Right. And really hit in what you want us to talk about. So this week we are talking about three things. We're taking on energy bars. That's today. That's your power bar, cliff bar, Lara bar, Cytomax bar, whatever the bar.
Insert bar that you would use as a snack.
Right. All of the above. Talking about those today. Wednesday we're talking about the 100 push-up workout. As per requested by our readers. And the final day, we're talking about Friday, the final day. It sounds like the world's going to end.
The final countdown.
We're going to be talking about spirituality, weight loss, and the effects that sometimes religion has on our bodies that's inadvertent.
We'll just say interesting.
Yeah, so we'll talk about that coming up this week. So, Tyler, why don't you take away energy bars?
Spectacular. Well, I was looking up energy bars because, A, first off, I eat them often. I don't know really why. I think it's an easy staple just to go to. It's an easy snack. I grab them. I walk out the door. I'll eat it.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Boom, boom, boom. The key to eating an energy bar that I have found is to also drink water because most of the time they are extremely dense and sit in your stomach and give you a stomachache. But let's see.
And they dry my mouth out a lot.
They dry your mouth out. I have noticed that
or
as well.
Yeah, I get chalky or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So drinking water is key. But I was...
As you hear the water being poured in the background.
Pour your water.
Yes.
So I basically was doing some research about them because I was wondering, like, what's good in them, what's bad about them. Because, like, Kellogg's has them. Should I do the breakfast bars? Should I do this? You know, like, really what makes them different and not, you know, kind of a thing.
Right.
So I came up with some bullet points, and we'll just shoot through them.
Okay, and I pulled up a couple research studies as well, namely discretionary food fortification and the effects of including a conventional snack, a cereal bar or energy bars, and a non-conventional snack, almonds, which in my mind is hilarious that almonds are considered a non-conventional snack.
Which I would think that they would be.
While a bar of compound whatever the hell's is now conventional.
Huh.
Go figure.
Okay, so, first one I went for was that most of these have protein in them.
Right.
And that's kind of a staple that I at least feel like most of them should have at least some protein in them that is a good, consistent protein. You're looking for whey or casein protein.
Nice! Way to go.
Yeah.
Tyler has an issue with that word.
I always say kerosene. I always say like something else, but it's casein. And this should honestly be the first or second ingredient within the ingredients that you look on the nutrition.
Yeah, I would say. Unless we're talking about the natural bars.
True.
Which are a whole nother
issue. That's, I would say, in their
issue.
I get into the all natural, but then there's whole natural.
Yes. I like the whole bars.
The whole bars are, that's like, the whole bars are a, like, company, right?
I don't know.
What are you talking about with a
whole bar? Well, Whole Foods, I mean, not talking about the company. It's actual food as opposed to isolated.
Oh, so it's just like actual ingredients kind of blend up together to like then put together and... Okay, right. I get into that.
Awesome.
But yeah, so... Well, I'm also talking about like the Pro Max and the Muscle Milk bars and stuff like that.
Right.
Those bars, you want the whey and the casein protein...
In the first couple
of ingredients. To be the first two, three ingredients, basically because that helps rebuild muscle.
Right.
Perfect, blah, blah, blah.
Trick there, though, that I see a lot of times they'll include their proprietary blend of whatever. So, like, the Cytomax Mega Sport Build It All blend or whatever the hell it's going to be. And you'll see it in there as a second ingredient, which really means it's the third ingredient. You know, like you say, it's whatever the first two are, and then, you know, you have whey protein, casein protein.
Yeah.
Et cetera, et cetera. So, what would be our next thing to look for?
The next thing is watch out for these all-natural protein ones, because that basically means soy.
Huh.
And as Keon and I have decided, soy is not your best friend.
No, and not, it's not just us deciding. It's research. It's
research and research and research. Basically, but I found in my research of really why soy is not good for you.
Oh, I could go
on. Well, no, I know you can go on your tangent of, but basically it has two compounds in it. And I cannot say them. I wrote them down.
Let me see.
What are those? Fit that.
Yeah. Genistin and... I can't read your handwriting. Okay. they're phytoestrogens.
It's like... Yeah. And basically, they together, these two compounds make estrogen in your body.
Right. It's a plant. It's phytoestrogen. Because it's a plant version.
And then, basically, too much estrogen in your body basically makes you hormonally nuts.
Right. Makes you... Because... Estrogen blocks testosterone, and testosterone builds muscle. Estrogen does not. That's really, really simplified. But
that's kind of also for guys. That's bad because you need more testosterone to build muscle. But also for females, you having more estrogen in your system is going to cause havoc hormonally on you.
Right, and has been linked to breast cancer.
It's going to make you nuts, and you're already nuts as it is.
Right.
So,
yeah, hey, Tyler might date you, though.
Yeah, I could date you if the girl that I'm not dating doesn't work out.
Right. I mean, that was a possibly rude comment. But
no, I date nutsos.
All the ones save this current one is they're massively insane.
We literally, because I don't like to talk about ex-girlfriends, I classified them, and I have two main ones.
Right.
I literally, when I talk about them, I go crazy or psycho.
Right. Because if you're listening to this, I mean, you can decide which one you are, crazy or psycho.
I was going to tell you. I don't think they listen.
One of them might. Psycho might. Yeah.
I wouldn't be shocked if she does, but at the same time, I would.
Whatever. Either way.
Actually, no, I don't think she does because I looked on her Facebook a couple of weeks ago and True Fitness Academy isn't on her fan page anymore.
I don't care.
I don't either. But basically, psycho took meds, so that's why I made her psycho, and crazy was just literally crazy.
Just nuts.
Yeah. So moving on. Our friend, and I use this sarcastically, high fructose corn syrup.
Yep. HFCS.
Basically, don't, if it's in there, walk away.
Right.
I know that that's such a, I feel like a lot of people say that, and it's true. And it's not one of those things to be completely, it's not like to be super feared of, I feel. Like if something's in it, just know to moderate.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong, most of your sweets have it in it.
True.
Once again, you can eat sweets, they're not going to kill you, but you should not eat the whole box of Oreos.
Right.
So that's kind of, high fructose corn syrup, basically it raises your blood sugar. Which
right.
then cancels out, it raises your blood sugar, which is bad, first off.
Not just raises, spikes it.
Spikes it. Shoots it up.
Which.
Not good.
Sends insulin.
Spectacular.
I didn't know if that was.
Keep going. Okay. Keep talking.
Okay. Well, insulin, it inhibits fat usage. So you can't burn fat when insulin is pretty much, is present in your system.
It's exactly what I've written down.
So okay, good. I didn't know if I was going to steal your thunder.
No, since I'm talking a lot, it's good when you go on your little tangents. I'll just let you keep going. Because the other thing I have is that basically the high fructose corn syrup cancels out a lot of the benefits that you might get from the other ingredients, hence the insulin levels and
right,
stuff like that.
Right.
So that was my general gents for that bullet point. Basically, also, I noticed point number, I think it's 4. The least amount of ingredients in a bar, the better.
Absolutely.
So often, I mean, I was shocked. I grabbed a Clif Bar today. There's hundreds of ingredients in those things.
Yeah.
And I was just like, really? I thought that this was,
you know,
I didn't even think about it because I like Clif Bars. They're tasty and whatnot. They have soy in them.
They have soy. They have actual soy protein.
They have soy protein in them. They have all this stuff. And I was sitting there. I had a meeting today and I was eating it. And I was looking at the ingredients and I was like, wow, I just researched energy bars and this one pretty much follows none of the rules that I'm telling people. That's interesting.
Hypocrite!
I know. But it was almost like I noticed it like halfway through eating the bar. I was looking at the I was like, oh, I'll read the ingredients. And I was like, huh, I should maybe not eat these as much as I do.
Yeah.
So, less is more.
Less is more. I thought I had something good to say about that. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay. Then this one's kind of an interesting thing.
Oh. It was about soy. Soy. Because sometimes you'll see soy byproducts in there as like a solidifier or something like that. Like towards the end of the list. It's soy lechen. That's less bad for you.
I mean,
because it's not the soy protein. It doesn't contain as much of the bad stuff in it.
Yeah. And also, as you read the ingredients, the first ingredient's the thing that has the most in it.
Right.
So if it's the last of 30,
well, one don't get it because
there's a lot of lot more ingredients than there needs to be. But also know that if you're eating that, the soy is not that big of a concept.
Absolutely.
So then this was the next thing I was as I did my research was basically that there's no such thing as an energy bar. Does that make sense? Like
no.
These bars that promote or advertise that they will give you more energy, like soup you up. Like there's the energy bars that make me think that instead of drinking a Red Bull,
okay,
I should eat this and it will give me the same concept.
Well, you actually tapped into a really important point because technically, energy drinks that are zero calorie aren't energy drinks.
Uh huh.
Because
that's where I was going.
Okay, cool. Continue on.
That basically. Because there's really no such thing as an energy bar, all that really means is that there should be more calories in it.
Right.
Because to get energy, you need more calories.
Right.
Hence, if there's a zero-calorie energy drink, really there's no energy that's happening in that.
Right. Right. All you're getting is stimulants.
Mm-hmm.
Because all a calorie is, as we've gone over, is the amount of energy produced when burning something to raise a liter of water 1 degree centigrade, I think. Is that a centigrade or Fahrenheit? I
think it's Fahrenheit.
Okay. Fair enough. So you could actually, continue on. Don't worry. I'm not getting on that tangent.
Oh, no, but it's one of those things to be noticed when you're looking at the bars. A lot of them will say, 100 calories. Some will say, you know, you read it and it's like 400 calories. So you kind of play with it. 100 calories, I wouldn't go for personally. I don't think most people should go for them. I think we went on a 100-calorie rant once.
Probably.
I feel like we did. Or I just do on a regular basis.
We did. Oh, we were talking about your coworker back in L.A.
Oh, yeah. She was gone.
Oh, and then Height, the woman who you listen to on the radio, she's like, oh, a snack isn't a snack unless it's 100 calories.
Yes.
Or a snack should be 100 calories.
Yeah, and that didn't make sense to me.
No, either. Not at all.
But just realize that the energy you're getting is from the calories. That's the good energy. Then there's also the stimulants and stuff like that of like, I don't know if you can put caffeine into a bar.
Yes, you can. There's certain power bars because that actually raises a good point. There's performance bars and then energy bars. So the performance bars are like your power bars, whatever. And that's what you'll eat during like a marathon, half marathon, triathlon. You'll see all those athletes eating them. And you have your energy bars, which you should be eating if you're going to choose to eat them throughout the day.
Yeah, and the energy bars are more like, I picture them more of a snack bar.
Right.
A kind of edible object, that's an awful description, but an edible treat to get you from lunch to dinner.
Right.
Or breakfast to lunch. You know, kind of a, I don't really want to have a meal right now, but I need something to get me through the day.
I find that they're a good alternative for people who don't like protein shakes. If you find a good one, you're actually eating actual calories and getting actual food in your system as opposed to liquid, go for it.
Spectacular. And also, this my last point is to deal with sugar. A lot of these will talk about how they're sugar-free. And that's not bad or good. I need sugar in my day or else I live off of sugar. Like, sugar affects my body a lot differently than it affects Keon's.
Right.
Keon's more of a caffeine.
Yeah!
So, in that, sugar doesn't affect my body as much, but when I have caffeine, it greatly gets me energized.
Right.
You know, so, but I crave sugar more than Keon does.
Absolutely.
So, sugar-free is good or bad mattering on your person. Like, it can energize you more. If, like, Keon was to have one that had a bunch of sugar, it energizes them more than it would me.
Probably.
But, I mean, some people are fine with sugar-free. That's fine, whatever. The thing that I would like you to be worried about is where if it says sugar-free, that they don't substitute it with sugar alcohol.
Right. Very good.
A lot of times they'll be like, oh, it's sugar-free. And you look on the nutrition facts, it says sugar, zero. But then underneath it says sugar alcohol, and it will have some number next to it, whatever, 9 grams, whatever. Basically, sugar alcohol is sugar.
Right.
It's a liquid form of sugar.
Right.
You can do that math in your head. But the one thing that's interesting about sugar, like the sugar alcohol, is that it causes, where do I have it? It causes basically things that you don't, that I feel like are people's miss about healthy foods.
Okay.
Sugar alcohol basically gives you gas, awesome. Makes you bloated, and gives you diarrhea.
Oh!
If you have enough of it in your body.
Sweet!
And I'm not talking enough of it in your body like they tested it on a rat and they injected it with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of grams of... I'm saying if you eat the bar, you might have some gas, you might get bloated, and you might have some very, very interesting...
BMs.
Bathroom
events. Bowel movements. Yeah, bowel movements.
So
fair enough. Which actually kind of plays into what this article is talking about. Discretionary food fortification and the implications of consumer attitudes. The idea of the article is that when a bar is fortified with 10 to 20% of it, the RDV, the recommended daily value, more people will buy it, right? So you'll see a shitty nutritional bar that has like 8 billion percent of your calcium and all that, and what they're trying to do is really just say, hey, they're hiding their crappy ingredients with quote-unquote nutrients. And then the conclusion of the research in the abstract says, our findings reveal that fortifying foods, particularly those of poor nutritional quality, could lead to increased consumption of these foods among children, teens, and adults. Potentially, this could have a negative impact on eating habits and in turn exacerbate the current nutrition-related health issues that Canadians face. And this was a research study out of Canada, obviously. But
really? Because that had been weird if it was just done in, like, Iraq.
Right.
And they were just testing Canadians.
Oh, it would be really funny.
The superhumans.
Yeah, the superhumans. Yeah, Canadians are the future of the world. Not by saying I don't like Canadians. It's just kind of a funny concept.
We must test the Canadians. They're going to dominate us all. We must find out.
They are the Ubermensch.
How do they get so strong? Is it these bars of energy they eat? No, it is fortified. That cannot be it. So it must be the water.
I was gonna say the moose that they eat all the time. I mean, I've only been in Canada when I'm young, but I assume that Canadians consume massive amounts of moose.
It would not be surprise
part of my diet if I lived there. So pretty much all that article is saying is, hey, idiot, just because it says it's good for you on the thing doesn't mean that it's great for you.
Yeah.
Read it.
And that's pretty much what we've ended up saying on most things.
Yeah.
Is often they say they're good for you, and at the end of the day, you look at the ingredients and you go, not so much.
Yeah. The final thing I want to mention is just kind of throw a wrench into the gears of this machine. And there was a study done in Australia.
Down under.
And what they wanted to test was the difference between the energy bar, the cereal snack bars, versus almonds. And what they found was that people who ate cereal bars ate less frequently but ate more calories, but people who ate almonds ate more frequently but took in less energy. Meaning that
less energy?
Calories.
Calories.
So meaning that across the board, you'll be more satiated eating almonds as opposed to an energy bar. Was what this study found. So that's kind of a fun thing to play with, is that, you know what, it might be inconvenient to get almonds, like healthy, organic, you know, non-salted almonds, but it could potentially decrease your calorie intake over the course of a day. So just something to think about at the end of this energy bar debate, or not debate, but information session.
Informational session.
Yes. So. Felt that was pretty good.
That was good. Yeah. I liked that.
Wednesday, we were talking about the 100
Wednesday.
Talking about the 100 push-up workout. We're giving you our review on that, our thoughts, and whether or not it's a good idea. And then on Friday, we're talking about spirituality and health.
Health and workouts and whatnot.
Yes. So Tyler, take us out.
I only have to think of three things.
That makes it more challenging, huh? You have to make it.
No, I got it. The Nina.
So good. All right, well, you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Peace. I'm a nice one, I'm free.